Hello, everyone, and welcome. Glad to be with you tonight. The Eagles on Sunday finished up a three-game road trip against the Giants up in New York. A lot has changed with this football team over the last 3 weeks. An 11-2 record clinching the NFC East. Oh, how good it is. But there are some challenges. Injuries continue to haunt this team. The latest at the quarterback position, Carson Wentz injured. Nick Foles is in. He'll need help from everybody on this football team, including defensive end Brandon Graham, who's having a Pro Bowl season. And we feature Brandon tonight. It's our Goal to Go series, tracing his path from Detroit to the NFL. But we want to begin the show with a look back at last Sunday's remarkable win at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. The Eagles over the Rams. It was a thriller. And it's our Sounds of the Week presented by Bose. Nothing comes between you and your music.
Hey, you ready? Let's go. Let's have a great one.
Brent Celek and Trey Burton would need to play great with the absence of tight end Zach Ertz. The offense took the field with their eye on the NFC East Division title.
Wentz back. He's looking. He fires. And it is picked off, I believe, by the Rams. Picked off.
After the interception, Todd Gurley put the Rams on the board first. It was up to the Eagles' offense to respond.
Wentz stamps his foot. He looks over the middle. He fires. Incomplete.
After marching down the field, Brent Celek and Carson Wentz could see a flaw in the coverage.
Wentz looks, still looks, fires, complete, touchdown! Celek inside the pylon, he took it.
Hey, let's do it! Let's do it! Blind B, blind B! Blind B! Hey!
With the score tied, the Eagles' defense shut down the Rams. And the offense quickly took the lead.
Wentz takes the snap. He looks. He is floating it deep, and it is caught for a touchdown by Trey Burton.
And the Eagles' offense was just beginning.
Wentz takes the snap again. He's looking. He fires, and it is caught.
Oh, yeah.
It's a touchdown, and it's Trey Burton again.
The Eagles went into the half leading by 10 points. They would need to keep the pressure on in the final two quarters to leave with a victory. But the Rams struck first.
He's going to throw, and it is Sammy Watkins for the touchdown.
After three plays, the offense stalled, and Donnie Jones came into punt.
And the punt, Donnie Jones. And the return, Pharaoh Cooper. This time it's blocked, and in for a touchdown. The Rams take the lead. Rams have scored 14 straight points. Eagles have got to wake up.
Yeah, we got to come back. Let's go.
Though no one knew it at the time, Carson Wentz tore his ACL on this play. But through the pain and a gutsy fourth down call, he led the Eagles to a touchdown.
Wentz back again. He's looking. He pumps. Still looking. He fires. And it is caught. Touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey.
How did that happen?
I don't know, but he somehow threaded a needle.
How did that happen?
But it was not long before the team found out they would lose Carson Wentz to that knee injury.
Hey, we've been here before.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Nick Foles led the Eagles' offense onto the field, trailing by 3 points.
Nick Foles, he's not a deer in the headlights. He's been here.
Though the offense struggled, they were still able to get into field goal range.
Here's a very important 41-yarder for Jake Elliott. And it is good.
They don't score, they don't win. Let's go.
This time, back goes Goff again. He steps up. He's hit. The football is loose. The Eagles have it. Monty McCloud has it. And there's the big turnover we've been awaiting.
Jake Elliott's field goal put the Eagles ahead by 2 points. But there was still time on the clock.
Goff is back. Fires. He completes. They go into the pick. The
razzle-dazzle.
And now it's intercepted by the Eagles on the pitch. And in for the touchdown. It is Brandon Graham. The Eagles have won the NFC East.
The road has not always been paved for defensive end Brandon Graham on his path from Detroit to the NFL. Some tough times before he made it to the big time. But the one thing that Brandon has always had is the smile. Here's our feature on Brandon Graham in our Golden Go series.
And your name is what?
My name is Brandon.
Brandon what?
Graham.
Oh, you're, okay.
We would always go over to my auntie's house, and they had a bird. And it would always call Brandon's name because he would always get in trouble. Brandon, stop Brandon, stop Brandon. You know, it was just funny because we all knew, even if he wasn't in trouble, the bird would say it. So he was just a busybody.
He was real energetic as a young kid. You know, his mom used to tell me, you know, they talk about him in school again, you know, he playing around in school.
Brandon's kindergarten teacher. She told me he had good grades for the whole year, but she said, you're going to have a discipline problem with him. And, you know, I really didn't know how to take that because I'm like, I'm doing the best I can, and this boy still ain't acting right.
And, I mean, I used to get good grades, but still, she would still be kind of, like, leery about a lot of stuff because it is Detroit. She don't want her son doing anything, you know, that he's not supposed to with people that he shouldn't be with.
He was always a good kid. He just liked to play. You know what I mean, with the other kids in class. I said he always did his work and all the other stuff. You know, he just liked to play. That's all as a kid, full of energy.
He was playing too rough with the girls. Didn't know that a girl don't play like a boy. You know, he just wouldn't. I guess, you know, I really didn't know, but I didn't. I wasn't going to accept that. So I was like, you know, with his dad going away to college, you know, I needed somebody to fill in that gap. So I was like, I'm gonna ask his dad, what should we do? What do he recommend? He was like, Little League football. And I never knew it could turn into what it turned into.
Go, Brad! Go, boy! Boy, Brandon make it look so easy. He just like,
you know why?
Slow motion that.
Brandon, focus. Oh. That's all. Like, you know where they coming at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we found him a team. He only played one game.
First year I actually quit, ran over my daddy, told him I don't want to play no more. I was crying, had a stinger.
I couldn't have him quit. You know, so we made him play his first year out. And once he got the hang of it, because he caught on real quick, because he was an active kid, I knew he was something special then. His first year, I knew he was something special.
Detroit is the roots, man. My roots, where I came from, the gutter. Basically, it's just one of them cities like everybody else that, you know, needs rebuilding. I really know it can be different, you know, because it was good back in the day. But, you know, when recession hit and all this other stuff, you know, it just basically, you know, messed up a lot of stuff. I think we back on the rise, though.
Detroit is a rough city, so you really have to be really close to your family to keep your kids, you know, out of all that stuff, you know, because it was bad.
A lot of guys out there are not good for these young men, and I wasn't going for that. You know, I had to keep them busy instead of the streets keeping them busy.
He went to summer camp, stayed all day at summer camp, and he had football in the evenings. When he got home, he was just too tired to even eat, you know. So we just basically kept him busy.
If you make it through Detroit, you can make it anywhere. Because it's a rough city to be a part of. But if you stay out of trouble, which you can, it can't get you.
2004 was a banner year for Detroit Crockett. Led by a defensive menace in the middle, he's back and getting a lot of attention.
That's because 1 year ago, he amassed 135 tackles, 20 sacks, 6 interceptions, and 10 fumble recoveries. Meet 6'2", 235-pound Brandon Graham.
We got Brandon in an eye kind of way. His little league coaches brought him to our practice field and said, basically, here, coach, take him. He's ready now. He's a man amongst boys on his little league football field. Take him. We took him in, and we instantly knew that he was going to be a difference maker.
When I first arrived at Crockett, I was just like, wow, what is this? You know, my house is better than this, and I thought we was living bad. But, you know, it was definitely a symbol of, like, my lifestyle, so I could relate. But that's what I like about the school, because it's the struggle, but they were still good. And we ended up making a name for ourselves.
As a freshman, he set a state sack record, 6 sacks in one game. I said, well, this kid is going to be something nice, and he was.
We had so much mail coming to the house, I just would throw it to the side. I was like, oh. Because even if you told him he wasn't coming, they would send mail. I mean, just stacks of it.
When I finally got the opportunity to make him happy and make my mama happy, I think that was the best feeling. That's all I could think about during that time is how happy my parents was that I am getting this shot to get this full ride scholarship to a university.
And when he got accepted, I felt that was a privilege. I was like, boy, you got a full ride, you going to Michigan. Go Blue.
Oh, man. Just from recruiting, when Lloyd took me, him and his mom, and my dad to his office, and it was just amazing for me, you know, for Lloyd to sit there and say, we want to give your boy a full scholarship. You know, I just couldn't even hold it no more. You know, I had to break down right there in the office. Like, man, this is a dream come true, you know.
Yards have been hard to come by on the ground. Winston again. Oh, and he's hammered down. What a hit by the All-America Brandon Graham, the junior out of Detroit, Michigan.
That is unbelievable.
I remember me and Brandon a couple times. We didn't know each other at Crockett, but he reached out to me through Facebook, you know, and he just was just being really nice. I'm just checking on you. You know, I see you in Chicago doing your thing, and, you know, if you're in Michigan, you know, let me know. Maybe we can hang out. And he used to always put it out there, you know, hey, I play football. You need to watch me play on Saturdays. And I'm thinking, like, okay, look, I have study groups. I'm in law school. I don't have time for all of the extra stuff, but I didn't realize how big he was until he invited me to his draft party, and I was sitting in the corner like, what did I get myself into?
The Philadelphia Eagles select Brandon Graham, defensive end, Michigan.
I just sat back and reflected. That whole day. That brought back some memories. I was talking to myself. I was proud. Cause that dude, he deserved everything he got. I can remember that day like it was yesterday. Another proud moment.
For me, I think, yeah, I do look back on that type of stuff and all the time. And I'm just happy the way everything turned out because got a beautiful wife and beautiful daughter, and you know, I'm happy with how my life has played out.
No, I'm so proud because he's mature. He's ready to be mature. Everything is evolving good for him. He looks like a totally different person, you know, as that football player, that young football player. And for us to see him when he was, you know, in the PAL League in high school and then Michigan and now the Eagles, it's just funny. Football turned into something that I really did not expect it to turn into.
The week in La La Land was a lot of work and a lot of fun, and at the end of the day, a big win over the LA Rams. But the players glad to be back at the NovaCare Complex, and so are we. So let's go into the locker room for some players only.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. I got my two favorite rookies here, Corey Clement, Corn Dog.
How you doing?
Fellow Wisconsin Badger alumni with me, and Derek Barnett, defensive lineman. And I got some fun challenges for you guys today.
Okay.
You like Oreos?
I do.
So do I. Here, you gotta take one. You guys ever seen Minute to Win It?
Thank you. I'm not.
All right. So what we're going to do is you place the Oreo on your forehead like so. And you need to get it, work it down into your mouth without it, like, you know, if it falls on the ground or falls or whatever, then you lose. And then when you get to your mouth, whoever gets to their mouth first wins, and they get to enjoy the Oreo.
Right.
If it falls on the ground, yeah, like that. Grab another one. Yeah, hat might be a problem. Nice balance, bro. All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
All right, hit it.
I'm about to get this one right here.
Oh! Damn it! I can't believe you guys didn't get double stuff. Dude, you guys suck. You ready for this?
You been a minute yet?
This is over.
All right. It's the eye
move. What's the time?
It's the eye move. I got it.
Oh.
Freak.
Here you go, bro.
I won.
You got it? Did you do the technique?
I didn't feel that.
Oh.
I got to go with that.
All right. Round two is a game of speed. You nervous?
I'm not.
Okay. So what you guys are going to do, you're going to hold a box of tissues in your hand like so, and you're going to rip them out as fast as you can, and whoever empties the box first wins.
Okay.
And Corey wins. He's the undisputed winner. But if Derek wins, then we're going to have you guys back for even more challenges.
All right.
You got it?
Sounds good.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go. Move. Oh! Get him out.
Lewis
Lou
Douglas.
Hey, Derek won this final round, so it looks like today ends with a tie. As my man Derek Barnett said, we're all winners.
We're all winners. That's all cool.
An NFC East rivalry is renewed on Sunday when the Eagles play at the Giants. And while the Giants are struggling, it's never an easy game against New York. Expect a tussle. When we return to Inside the Eagles, our old school All-22 takes a look back at a great game in this rivalry. Jim Johnson's Eagles defense did a number on New York.
Hi everyone, I'm Merrill Reese, and welcome to Old School All-22, a look at a special day in Eagles history, a very special day. And this occurred on January of 2009. At Giants Stadium, It was a playoff game. Big plays against Eli Manning on a blustery day.
Well, there's always great intrigue. There's always a lot of fun, these rival games. When you've got the NFC East going after one another, you never know how these games are going to turn out. Throw the records out of the window because these teams get after one another. This game, no exception. I got to show you these fourth down stops by this defense.
Early in the fourth quarter, the Giants were stopped just short of midfield, bringing up fourth and inches at the 45-yard line. Eli Manning, all of 6'4", 220 pounds, would attempt a quarterback sneak in the A-gap to the right, but Mike Patterson would time the snap perfectly, knifing into the backfield to meet Manning before he can cross the line of scrimmage, giving the Eagles the ball in the Giants' territory. On the next possession, the Giants again faced fourth down at almost the exact same spot on the field. This time, Manning would hand the ball off to Brandon Jacobs on a power play, with the left guard pulling to the right as a lead blocker to help pick up the needed 2 yards for a first down. This created a one-on-one matchup with the Giants center, Sean O'Hara, and the nose tackle, Broderick Bunkley. Bunkley absolutely dominates O'Hara on this play, forcing Jacobs to run right into contact and giving the Eagles another fourth down stop to end the Giants' season.
And that is it for this edition of Old School All-22. Coming up next, more of Inside the Eagles.
Inside the Eagles is brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today. It's time now for Ask an Eagle, presented by Geico. You ask us the questions on Twitter at Eagles, and we get you an answer. This week, right guard Brandon Brooks answers your question.
At Darth Dad Jokes asked, if you could pick what Star Wars character you would be, who would you pick? I pick Finn from Star Wars. I like the movie, like how he played it, like how he carried himself in the movie. So, he's Finn from Star Wars.
That'll do it for tonight's Inside the Eagles. Play the Giants on Sunday with a lot at stake. A win on Sunday gives the Eagles a first-round bye. And, of course, we want the NFC playoffs coming through the city of brotherly love. Thanks so much for joining us. Have yourselves a great Eagles night, everyone.